We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
It's topic time. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking, what is the longest time you went without talking to your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend? Maybe you were beefing. Maybe y'all were fighting. And what's the longest period of time you went without talking to them? This actually came from our producer that's going through it now. I'm not going to lie. Me and my wife been mad at each other. But when you got kids, you gotta talk. You know what I mean? It's not like you can't.
Yeah, I mean, me and my wife, we've been together 25 years. We've been married since 2014. But the longest I remember us not talking, was when in college she had broke up with me for like a year. I don't even remember what year this was. This had to be like 2003, 2004 maybe. I don't remember what year it was, but we was broke up for a year. And she wasn't answering the phone for me, nothing. So that had to be when. I don't remember how long we didn't talk for, but I know it had to be within that year span. Boy, that was torture. Yeah. Man, that brings up all kind of triggers in me. Oh, that was the worst part. That was a terrible time of my life.
Yeah, I was thinking about, I think maybe a day, and I was traveling and we were arguing about something. And then you realize that, damn, I got to call her for something. You always got to call your wife for something or call your girl for something.
But also, I don't even play like that because life is short. Yep. You know what I mean? And you don't ever want to be in a position where something bad happens and y'all not speaking over something petty. You know what I mean? And then you thinking to yourself, damn, the last thing we spoke about was something stupid
argument,
and made
right.
us not talk. Like, you don't ever want to be in that position. So, you know, I tend to get over things quite fast in regards to them. Not even just my wife, but just people I love in general, you know?
Oh, I haven't got there yet. I get over things fast when it comes to my wife and family. Other people are still taking a little time.
But anyway, right. I was lying. You know what I'm saying? I'm still working through that in therapy.
Yeah,
I'm not going to sit here and... I did lie to y'all just now. You know what I'm saying? But that's I'm with Envy. Like, you know, if it ain't my wife, Ain't too many of y'all I care about not talking to no more. I'm letting you know that right now.
Damn it, man. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Brian from Detroit. What's happening?
Brian, what up, doe?
What's happening, my Afro-Conicone brothers?
What's up, Brian?
See, I'm going to be in Detroit this Friday, Brian. You got a wife, Brian, or boyfriend?
Yo, you sound crazy.
I got a wife, man.
First of all, Envy got to start putting commas in between those statements. That man said, I'm going to be in Detroit this weekend. You got a wife or a girlfriend?
Nah, because I'm DJing something.
But you ain't say that. That's what I'm telling you.
I was
going
to get to it. I'm DJing something, and I was going to invite you and your wife out.
I ain't even catch
See?
That.
He got these crazy run-on sentences.
Yeah, I was going to invite you and your wife out. I got to DJ the Fallback in Love Comedy Jam. It's Trey Songz. It's Monica. Is Mario Jacquees. If you want to go, Little Duval, I'll set you up.
Hey, that's what's up. Hell yeah, I want to go.
All right, just stay on the line after we finish talking. I'll get you some tickets, brother.
For sure.
So what's the longest you've been without talking to your wife?
About 18 days, man. 18? It was sweetest day. Yeah, it was sweetest day, bro. I had bought her a car like 3 days before, and she wanted to go to a Halloween party, and I was sleepy. So after the party, I wanted to go home and go to sleep. So she was upset that we didn't do nothing sweetest day and ended up not talking to me for like 18 days.
I'm a Virgo.
So I'm counting the days. And I'm like, you ain't talked to me in 18 days. And now you just want to come back around and hug on the dude? No, that ain't going to work.
First of all, you weren't concerned? Y'all weren't concerned about each other? Like, where was she at for 18 days? Where was you at? Are you alive? Are you in the hospital?
No, we go to work, we come home, we just didn't say nothing, man. We had kids, so we kind of occupied our time that way.
Damn.
That ain't counseling.
Yeah, it was rough.
All right, well, stay on the line. I'm going to get you those tickets, bro. See you on Friday.
Appreciate you.
All right, man. Hello, who's this?
My name is Tasha.
Hey, Tasha. When's the longest you went without talking to your spouse?
I know it sounds unbelievable, but I'm actually engaged. And we're going on week two without talking. We live in the same house.
That is so stupid. First of all, I don't even care what the reason is. If y'all live in the same house and y'all not talking for 2 weeks, that is so stupid. Because what if something happens to either one of y'all? God forbid.
And that's my argument. But I think I'm so stubborn and he's so stubborn. I don't think it really bothers either one of us. He works at night. I work in the day.
Where you from?
I'm in Georgia.
What's the reason y'all not talking? Tell me.
The reason we're not talking is because my fiance tends to say things that he don't really mean when he gets angry. And he likes to make up with gifts, money, dates, trips. We have to make up. And I'm the type of person, you can't do that. You just can't say what you want to say to me and think it's going to be okay. And we've been together 4 years. He knows that. So his birthday was last week. We didn't even talk on his birthday.
You didn't talk to him on his birthday?
Well, I need
not
to know.
Not even on his birthday.
I need to know what he said to you. What did he say to you?
He said, I'm sick of going through this every other day. Okay? What the he was talking about, I have no idea. I don't even know what the argument was. But because I have no idea and he didn't want to explain until you're ready to explain, we won't talk. So guess what? It's been 2 weeks. We're going to go another 2 weeks.
So why don't you ask him? That seems like a cry for help. Just ask him, like, yo, boo, what's going on? What's up with you? Something going on in your life? Let's have a conversation right now.
You see how easy you said that, and the response should have been an easy response.
Yes.
The response is not going to be the response I want. So instead of arguing with you, whenever you're ready to have that true conversation, we can have it. But until then, I'm going to keep having my fun. I go out, he go out. We still live separate lives. So
well, either y'all need to go to therapy or you need to tell him, look, man, you got 2 more weeks. Cause after 30 days of this car not being claimed, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
I've already made that conclusion. We really got another couple more days. Once this week is over with, and we're not speaking, we're definitely going to be speaking, but it's not going to be about what he wants to speak about.
Damn.
All right. Well, happy birthday to him.
I hope he's listening. Maybe he knows my voice. We can hear this. Get it together.
What's his name? Just tell him. Tell him right. Tell him you want him to get it together. Say it.
Charles, I really need for you to get it together, okay? Because, baby, we at the end of our rope. And I don't want to fall off the rope, okay?
All right, Tone, if you're listening, come on, you got to get it together. If you really love this woman, you want to marry this woman, you want to spend the rest of your life with this woman, you call her, And with the, you got some things on your chest. I know it's difficult sometimes to get it off your chest, but get it off your chest so you can continue move on and be happy, and then get back in that saddle where you need to be, bro.
And if y'all need a mediator, go to a therapist. Go sit down with a therapist, a couple's therapist, and y'all sit down and, you know, get everything out. But, you know, not talking to each other in the same house, that is wildly unhealthy for no damn reason. And you ain't going to be in my house not talking to me for no damn 2 weeks.
That ain't your house. It's their house.
Well, their house. You know what I mean.
All right. Thank you, mama.
Appreciate it.
Jesus.
I mean, they ain't having sex either.
No.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
800-585-1051. We're asking, what's the longest you've been without talking to your spouse? Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it, man. I'm in.
Call me. And your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic. Come on. 800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're asking, what's the longest you've been without talking to your spouse? Maybe after an argument, maybe after a disagreement, whatever it may be. What's the longest you've been? Me, it's probably been not even a day. You know, I'm Virgo, so I get upset. I get attitudes, and it gets to the point I'm going to always need my wife for something.
Oh, no, I mean, like, you know, me and my wife been married since 2014, but we've been together since, you know, 98. So we've been together, it'll be 25 years this year. So it was definitely, she broke up with me for a year, and, like, I think it was either 02 or 03. And she definitely was not talking to me. like, she definitely had disconnected from me. So it had to be within that time span. I don't know how long we went without talking, but it definitely was within that year. We didn't talk a lot.
Yeah, somebody always told me if you're having a problem with your wife or your husband, the worst thing you do is not talk, and the second worst thing you could do is leave the house.
Bruh, the worst thing you can do if anybody you're having a problem with is not communicate. Like I really truly believe that most situations can be resolved if people just communicate. Nobody likes to communicate with each other. We either don't talk, or when we do talk to each other, we don't tell each other the truth about what we're mad at. We be all passive aggressive with it. You know what I mean? Like, just lay it out on the table. Don't worry about hurting other person's feelings. Just get it out. That's the only way you can actually, I believe, have healthy relationships is to communicate.
Hello, who's this?
Tatiana from Jersey.
Hey, from Jersey. What part of Jersey?
Good morning.
Newark. All right. What's the longest you've been without talking to your boo?
Me and my husband, we probably went like 4 hours. He caught himself getting mad at me one day and storming out the house just to go and sit in front of the house in the car.
We do
so maybe
stupid
like
stuff
4 hours.
And then he realized he needs you for something, got to come back in the house, right?
Of course. You know, you got a wife, you know.
That'd be funny, though, when guys leave the house acting like we going somewhere, knowing damn well we ain't got nowhere to go.
Nowhere to go.
Right. I was like, where are we at? He wasn't answering me nothing. Whole time he's sitting in front of the house.
Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, mama.
4 hours ain't too bad, though.
4 hours. Nah,
4 hours is actually necessary. Even in a healthy relationship, when y'all not beefing over nothing, sometimes you just got to get away from your significant other. You need your alone time.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, it's Nika.
Nika, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. All right, what's the longest you went without talking to your boyfriend or girlfriend?
I went about a week because I was super upset. You know, sometimes men, you know, y'all just, you know, push some buttons. So I went about a week.
What did he do?
But that girl. Ooh.
Hello?
So he kind
of
like.
Boy, you just triggered her just now. Jesus. You had to take a breath before you tell this story. Okay, go ahead, boy.
I did. He's like the kind of person that, he's like the kind of man that feels like he can do things and I can't. So he can stay out late. But I can't, you know, because it's nothing in the street for women, you know, stuff like that. So he's like the kind of, I can do it, but you can't because you're a woman type of person. So that really, like, gets under my skin with him. So, you know, he did it again, you know, came in his house late. It's crazy. So I was upset, of course. So I had to show my true colors, no cooking, no cleaning, no none of that nicky, none of that stuff. So I was mad for about a week, but child, the way she acts down there, when he passed by, yeah, I gave in.
Ah, that thing started tingling.
Yeah, she thought she had her own little personal heartbeat, and now, you know, I done gave in. Like, I ain't mad no more, whatever.
I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear y'all got over it.
All right, let's go to one more caller. Hello, who's this?
Hey, DJ Envy, this is Yvette. How you doing?
Hey, Yvette, where you calling from?
I'm from Columbia. I'm not from Columbia, but I'm in Columbia.
803, the Metro.
What's the longest you've been without talking to your spouse, Mama?
A week and a half.
Why so long?
That is not long.
A week and a half?
Is that your husband?
Yeah.
That's your husband or boyfriend?
No, it's my fiance now.
Yeah, that ain't long for that. But what happened?
He had a situationship.
Oh, he had another boo?
Yeah.
And it only took you a week and a half to get over it?
No, she didn't say she got over it.
We got four kids. So, you know.
How she look?
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
How she look?
How who look?
The other girl.
Shut up.
She pretty?
No. I don't think so, but. Hey,
I mean, let's be objective.
Oh,
I understand you're upset and you have every right to be upset, but let's just be objective.
Oh, boy.
Can you see why he might have made that mistake?
No.
Okay.
Is that him in the background?
No, that's my son.
Oh, okay. I'm with you. So what happened? How'd y'all figure it out?
Long story.
Well, you said, I don't want y'all calling up here when y'all triggered. I want y'all calling y'all therapist, okay?
Oh, boy.
Because these stories be triggering y'all so bad. Huh?
No, I did actually go to therapy, though. I did.
You should have. I'm glad.
All right.
I did.
So what happened? What happened after the week and a half? What made y'all start communicating again? Because you had questions?
I had questions. Mm-hmm. I had questions, and we have children.
Damn.
And I still love. So...
Are you over it now? Because you
no!
can't. No, but no, you can't forgive him if you're not over. You can't.
Exactly.
You can't forgive him if you're not over it.
You have to get over it.
That's right.
You have to get over it. So
are you over it?
Yes.
Okay.
You sure?
Yes.
Boy, I wish I knew her name. If I knew her name, I'd say her name just to see if it's still triggering you a little bit.
Don't stop it, man. You have a good one, Mom. You have a good one, Mama.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hang up, Red. See, that's your problem. See, that's your problem.
What's
that brother
problem?
Right now, he's at work right now. He's happy. He gonna get a phone call today. And then it's all because of you.
That's not because of me. It's because of the conversation that we was having triggered her. So, because we asked her specifically, why didn't you talk to your significant other? So she had to think about that, and that triggered her. She had to go back and think about that man cheating on her.
No, you asked her how the other girl looked. You ain't have to go there.
I just wanted to know. You know what I mean? I just wanted to know what she thought. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm-mm.
That's all.
What's the moral of this story?
The moral of the story is communication is the key, man. You know what I mean? I understand, you know, especially I understand disconnecting when you think you're going to say something that you regret. I respect that. But God dang, a week and a half and all of that, that's kind of crazy to be living with somebody and not talking. And life is too short. And you do not want, you know, your last words to somebody you love to be, you know, silence.
Absolutely.
You don't want that.
Well, yeah, let me shout out to my wife because she is the communicator in our relationship. She, when it's just crazy, she's like, let's stop what we're doing. Let's figure this out, and then we can continue on. That's her. Mm. I'm more like, I got to keep it moving. But she's like, no. We're going to stop what you're doing. I don't care what you got to do. We're going to sit there. We're going to talk about this. We're going to discuss it. And then we're going to get over it, and then we continue on.
I think that's a great way to be. And if you can't do it by yourself, go get a therapist. Go sit down with a couple's therapists, okay, and figure it out.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. We got to tell you about Travis Scott. Seems like he's in trouble in the big city, in New York City. So we'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.